Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening, good evening. What a mighty God we serve. Angels, they do bow before him. Heaven and earth does adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Good evening, everyone, once again. Truly, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I am rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done, oh, my God, I just have to say thank you for all that you have done for me. Oh, my God, I am excited on this evening for the things that God has promised. He's going to perform it, and I'm going to continue to bless his holy name. You don't have a clue what the Lord has done for me. We sang, you don't know like I know what he's done for me. You can't tell it. Let me tell it what the Lord has done for me. We have gone through Holy Week, which every week, 52 weeks out of the year, we are to keep it holy. We are to keep it moving. Oh, what he's done for me, I never shall forget what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me. I tell you, he took my feet out the miry clay. What he done for me. He placed them on the rock to stay. That's what he done for me. You know, the Lord said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And then he went a step farther. He said, you know why I'm building my church upon this rock? Because the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, my God. I don't know the last time that you had a rock in your hand. But as long as you had a rock in your hand for the right reasons, it's all right. But if you're like the men in the Bible that had your rocks to stone the woman for what she had done wrong, you got your rocks in your hand for the wrong reason. But I want to let you know tonight, Jesus said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, Lord, I'm excited about what the Lord has done. He healed my body, and he touched my mind, and he saved me just in time. I'm so glad about Jesus tonight. My God, my God, my God. When I think about resurrection, hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to his name. I hope you all had a good resurrection week. On last week, Holy Week, I went out Friday night. I love the church I go to, because we are just absolutely sold out. We go to church with one agenda in mind, and that is lifting up the name of Jesus, blessing that wonderful name of Jesus, blessing that holy name of Jesus, blessing the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. We go to church. I was on my way to church last Friday night for the seven last saints, and I was talking to my sister as I was approaching. And she said, "Where you going, sissy?" I said, "On my way to church." She said, "Tonight?" "Yeah, Friday night. We have church on Friday night, but this Friday night, it's about the Jesus Christ passing on this day." So she said, "Oh, okay." And when we got out of church, Lord have mercy, it was 11:30. I pulled up to the church about 7:20, started 7:30. It was 11:35 when we dismissed the service. You're talking about a party? Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. It ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. It ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't. I have a little boy. Well, he's 26 years old, but he's autistic, so he seems like he's a little boy. And he called me, and he said, "Mrs. Pat." I said, "What is it, baby?" He says, "You want to go with me?" I said, "Where you going?" "Going to the casino." I said, "No, baby, you know Mrs. Pat don't go to the casino." "Well, where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to church." And his grandmother said, "You know Mrs. Pat don't go to the casino, that she goes to church. You went to Mrs. Pat's church once." He says, "Well, I'm going to the casino with my uncle." I said, "And I'm going to the house of the good Lord." So I don't know how long they were at the casino, but I know that while I was at the house of the good Lord, I had myself a grand time in Jesus' name. I thought about the song when my brother Pastor Michael was in, I believe, the eighth grade, and back then the schools used to have Easter programs, and now they don't want you to say Easter, they want you to say resurrection. It's fine, as long as you're talking about Jesus, he's a friend of mine. If you're talking about Jesus, if you're talking about Jesus, if you're talking about Jesus, yeah, he's a friend of mine. If you're talking about Jesus, oh, bless his name. If you're talking about Jesus, if you're talking about Jesus, oh, he's a friend of mine. As long as you're talking about Jesus, he's a friend of mine. Oh, yes, he is. I tell you, we got in the church, and I tell you, I had on my flat shoes. And I began to dance in the spirit. I kind of felt like I knew what David felt when he said, when the spirit of the Lord, they made a song, said, comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. And last Friday night, the spirit of the Lord came upon my heart. Ooh, and I danced, I danced. And I danced. I didn't worry about my knees. I didn't worry about my ankles. Didn't worry about my toes. I just began to bless the Lord, for he's done so much for us. He died. And then he rose again. Just like, oh, I know somebody said, well, Easter's over. Easter's never over. It might go off the calendar for you, but Easter. salvation lives in the child of God's heart at all times. When I think about it, my soul is a witness. I looked yesterday, and I'm going to do my introduction in a moment, but I'm excited about the Lord. But don't you know? I looked yesterday on my Facebook, and there was a friend of mine who I grew up with back in the day up in Hempstead, New York. And his mother was one of the main soloists, the recording artist of the choir. And oh my God, she's been lying in a nursing home for at least, at least 20 years, maybe. She sang for my wedding in 1987. And I believe the 2000s took her into a stroke, and then she lies in a Jewish nursing facility. She has a tube running in her, and she's not able to speak anymore, and she can't walk or any of that. She just lie there in that bed. I don't know if they even sit her up at all. But her son was playing the song that she recorded, and I was watching her on the video and listening to her melodious voice. And when she started to sing, her mouth began to move. And as I was reading her lips, she was pronouncing the words. Oh, my God. When I saw that, there was no sound coming out of her mouth, but she began to recite the words of the song that she was singing. And as I looked at that, I began to say, God, loose her tongue. Loose her, Jesus. Let her return back to speaking again. She writes down everything. And I said, I hope that her son will keep on playing the songs that she sang and the songs that her sister led. And let her just remember what she can. And I mean, she worked her mouth and the actual word. If you can lip read, she was singing those words. And I just begin to thank God for the miracle of her being able to even position her mouth, her lips, to be able to sing her own song. I just threw my hand up, and I blessed God for who he is. There is nothing too hard for God. God chooses to heal us, he will. And if he chooses not, then he doesn't. But he's still God, and we still owe him the praise. If it doesn't do anything else for me today, I still owe God my praise. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with the heart of thanksgiving. bless thee, oh Lord. I will bless thee, oh Lord. I will bless thee, oh Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, oh Lord. Come on, pat your foot, sing with me. I will bless thee, oh Lord. It's just simple. I will bless thee, oh Lord. Not hard to remember. With a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, yes. I will bless thee, oh Lord. I will bless thee, oh Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, oh Lord. I give honor to God. Because he is worthy of all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. And I thank God for my sister, Evangelist Jacqueline Grant. I thank God for her. She said when she woke this morning, she said, it's Wednesday. I got to get the information out there. You know, she does this every week, and you would think by now that we would remember that it's Wednesday. Oh, Blog Talk Radio, Pastor Patricia Benjamin will be on at 7. And they said, why do you have to remind them every week? Well, it's all right. It's all right, because sometimes we have so much going on our mind, we forget. We forget. But when we see that little notice or hear that little bell on my phone go ping, I know someone has sent me a message on Facebook. And I go to see what the message is saying. And I read my sister's message earlier today, and I just smiled and told God, thank you. I appreciate my sister because she don't have to be bothered with this. And all of you that's listening, most of you have your own church that you belong to and your own church service that you attend 2 times at least a week. You don't have to take time out on Wednesday night just to hear me on Blog Talk Radio. But I appreciate you. I thank you for hanging in there with me and keeping me lifted up before the Lord. Because the enemy don't like any of us. You too. Yeah, I'm talking about you. He don't like you either. You may not be preaching the gospel, but he don't like you because you're lifting up the name of Jesus. Every time you say, I thank God for what the Lord has done, the devil gets mad with you because he don't want you to bless God. But don't stop blessing God. That's where it's at. He's my joy and sorrow. My only hope for tomorrow. That's what I like. I like about Christ. The man Jesus cares. He knows how much you can bear. That's what I like. I like about Christ. He's my joy and sorrow. My hope for tomorrow. That's what I like. I like about Christ. He's a man from Galilee. And if you're in sin, he'll set you free. That's what I like. I like about Christ. I'll get ready to go into the Word. God bless you, Mother Blondie, and to our precious Mother Jeannie in her absence, for her and all of you, my South Carolina family, that get on board with me on Wednesday night, and to those of you from Georgia and New York and the various places, Virginia, places that I'm not even aware that people are listening. I don't know your name, but I thank God for you, for listening. And on Wednesday night to Pastor Patricia Benjamin, thank you so very much. Real, real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes, he gives me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. I just want to tell you this so that you know that God is not playing. I went away for the day on Monday, and I returned back on Tuesday. And it did me good to get away for the day. I don't usually do much on Monday after being in church on Sunday all day. I rest, but I didn't this time. And while I was away, I had my plumber to come because I was having an issue with my bathroom. And my plumber came before I left, and he told me, I'll be back. I have to go and get another piece of equipment, but I don't have to come in your house. I'll work outside. And I said, okay, do that. So I left. He left, and I left. Well, the plumber came back, but he wasn't in a truck that had his name on it or anything of that nature. But my neighbor next door was home, and she saw these two men going back and forth in my backyard, and they were coming out of the backyard, and they were bringing things with them and shoving it into their vehicle. So she watched them. Now, I'm not home, but she watched them. And then they'd go back into my backyard, open my gate, and went back in my backyard and came back again. And then they came around the front of my house. And she couldn't see them without coming out. So what she did was, she said to her husband, she's not home. She's gone. And I believe someone is trying to break into her house. And they're taking things out of her yard. So she called the police. And she said to the police, she gave the address, gave her name and all of that. And she said, I need someone to come because my neighbor isn't home. And I believe someone is breaking into her house. They keep coming back and forth from her backyard. Her gate is closed, but it's open. And I've never seen these men before. So the police came, two of them. By the time they came, I guess the man had put his stuff in his car and then he pulled off. So the police showed up and they came and they checked all of my windows and they were closed shut. They checked my back door, all of that. They went around my entire house checking the windows and the doors. They said, well, we don't see anywhere where there was any forced entry at all. And we don't know what might be missing from her yard. But when she returns, asked her to check her yard. And if she finds what's missing, have her to call us. But in the meantime, if those men come back, call us. So when I got home on Tuesday, She came to the door. She said, hold it a minute. I need to tell you something. I got to get my shoes on. I said, okay, but I had a banana cream pie, and it was hot. I didn't want it to melt. So I said, well, come on in the house. So she got her shoes, and she came on over. I said, come on in, honey. What's wrong? And she gave me the story. And I said, thank you so much. I said, but that was my plumber. I was having an issue with my bathroom in my room. And he told me he had to go and get another piece of equipment and come back. She said, oh, I am so sorry for meddling. I said, no. You did the right thing. I would have done the exact same thing. Goodness. And I don't have your number. Can I have your number so that whenever you're away, if I see something that doesn't look right, I can at least call you and find out if you authorized it. I said, sure, you can have my number. But I said all of that to say this. God have people looking out for his children. I don't have a camera around my house. But my neighbor was on the case. I trust God. Just like I trusted when I'm driving the car that I'm going to get from one point to the next. We have to trust him with our things. We have to trust him with our very life. I thank God for Jesus tonight, and I thank God for my neighbor. Because some people would have said, well, that ain't none of my business. I'm not getting into that. But my neighbor called the police, and I thank her for what she did because it really could have been something serious. The police was alerted. I thank God tonight. We serve the same God. When the devil is trying his best to steal your joy, there's a 911 call being made to heaven on your behalf. Saying, God, come to the rescue. We need you to just come and speak a word and make the devil flee. The angels have been summoned to watch over us. For in Psalms it said the angels encampeth round about them that fear him. Oh, don't ever forget this Jesus, this resurrected Christ. Don't ever sell him short. Don't underestimate. He's watching all the time, and he has people watching, and the angels watching. The children sing a song all night and all day. Angels is watching over me, my Lord. Oh, I tell you, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. How about you? I'm excited for who God is. Last week we did an Easter sermon, and we have been in Psalms 119 for quite a while. I think I've forgotten where we stopped at 2 weeks ago, because last week God sent me into an Easter or resurrection sermon. So now I'm back at Psalms 119. I do recall us stopping at Psalms 103. My girlfriend told me that's where I stopped. And so then I did 104, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, I thought we did 11 and I didn't do 12. But we're going to start at verse number 10. I really like number 9. Let's do number 9. So if we got to go back over this again, it has to be for a reason. Excuse me, I asked you all to put a bookmark where we stopped at. And those of you that know my sister's number, give her a call and she'll text me where we stopped at. But let's start here. And God, as we are looking at your word, we are mindful of the bereaved families all over the world, and that you promised to be nigh unto the people of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So I ask, God, that you send healing and strength to them. For you know who they are, just like you told me when I was standing in the graveyard in Normandy over in Europe. And it says, here lies an unknown soldier. There was no name, just a cross. And as I looked upon the grave with no name, several of them, and they all said, here lies an unknown soldier. Don't know whether it was a male or female. Just it is an unknown soldier. And God, you spoke to me and said, but I know their name. So God, I may not know tonight the bereaved families all over the world, but you know their name. So I ask that you would give your divine strength to them tonight. And we always know that the hospital is filled up with people. Folk we know and folk we don't know. But you know their name too. So Lord, have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Save the unsaved. In the mighty name of Jesus. Show them who you are. And God, and there is my dear friend who is in need of a healing on tonight. God, I will give your name the praise and the glory that you raise this person up one more time, Jesus. Give him a miracle that he'll be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and cause men, women, boys, and girls to turn from their wicked ways and trust you. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, God, in advance for the miracle. Have thine own way, Lord, in this person's life, God. Touch and agree, God, that you are God and you are Savior and you are Lord, and you can go against the odds because you're God. I thank you, God, for being with my aunt on tonight, God. The only living aunt that I have in this world. Thank you, God, for touching her body, touching her mind. For my sister told me that they had a good visit on yesterday. And God, I thank you for that. Oh, I just bless your holy name, Jesus. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Trials come on every head. Lord, I feel like going on. And God, we thank you for holy matrimony. For you told us that it is better to marry than to burn. So, God, I thank you for holy matrimony that's about to take place on this week. We bless your name. And, God, I ask that you would be with them, strengthen them, and walk with them and talk with them and show them how to be neighborly and friendly to one another as they embark upon their new life together. In Jesus' name, we're going to count it all joy, and that their lives together will be productive. Jesus' name. They're too old for babies, but they can enjoy one another. In Jesus' mighty name. And it is. So let's go to the Word of God. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I err not from thy precepts. You know, I explained to you all what that word means, the precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an inheritance, a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but God's word is going to stand forever. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Now, that's a tall statement there. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. That when the enemy comes in on you like a flood, you're going to have to tell that evildoer to depart from me. Because I'm going to keep God's commandments. Oh, bless his name. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou putteth away all the wicked of the like dross. Therefore, I love thy testimony. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgment. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. My eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me. me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimony. Give me understanding that I may know your word, that I may know your way, that I may know you, Lord. Give me the understanding so that I'm not struggling and don't know who you are. Help me to understand who you are. Help me to understand your way, oh God. I want to do that because I want to keep your commandment. If you but just help me, God, I need your help. Jesus, that I may know. I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. For they have made void thy law. Look out. David is telling the Lord, it's time for you to show up and show out, Lord. It is time for thee, Lord. There's two commas here. It is time for thee, comma, Lord, comma, to work. For they have made void thy law. Period is on that one. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold. Oh, Lord. They're messed up now, David. You know they don't want to give up that gold. Gold is precious and gold is worth a lot to people. We don't use gold like they did back in the days of old, but David is saying, I love thy commandments above gold, semicolon. Yea, comma, above. Fine. Ooh, look out. Fine gold. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. No wonder you read where the Lord is saying, or that God is saying, David is a man after my own heart. You have to be after the heart of God to love the commandments and long for the commandments. Who wants to do right? Who really wants to do right all the time? If we live the commandments, we'll do right all the time. This man is saying, I long to do right. I want to keep your commandments. I love you more than fine gold. Not just gold, but fine gold. Fine gold stayed in the fire longer. The longer it stays, the finer it becomes. The brighter it shines, the better it is. The more expensive it is. But some of us will just take a little tarnish and run with that. But he loves the Lord more than fine gold. That's some kind of love. How many of us tonight can tell the Lord I love you more than fine gold. We sing this song. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. But I wonder, had he read this verse about the fine gold? Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Do you love him like that? Do you love him more than anything? Wow. Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Huh? Wow. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted. I know I read this, but I read it again. For I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps. Woo! In your word. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in thy word. There's a scripture that tells us also that in Psalms, I believe, it's the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But this particular passage or verse says, order my steps in thy word, and let not any, you need to underline that, any iniquity have dominion over me. My God, today, who don't like reading God's word? Sometimes it's better to read it out loud, and then you get the gist and the full understanding of it than if you read silently. Because when you're reading out loud, you can hear it. Order my steps and your word, dear Lord. Order my steps. I'm stopping here at 1:33. If you give me just a moment, I'm going to see if I can close out with the song, Order My Steps. Let's see. Oh, bless your name. Just a second, please. Oh, bless his name. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. and my steps, I'll praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see if I can get a sound here.
There we go.
We're closing out with this tonight. Looking forward to seeing you next week, and we stop at 1:33. Listen to the words of this beautiful song.
Thank you.
Amen. Have a good night, everyone. I love you with the love of the Lord, and we will be gathered here on next Wednesday night, the same time, same station. Bless you. Remember, Psalms 133 is where we stop.